Yeah, we're going to start off with some football. Kaizer Chiefs and Sekhukhune United have maintained their perfect start to the Betway Premiership season. Sekhukhune cruised to a 3-0 win away at newcomers Orbit College, who I think could be one of the teams that gets relegated. Kaizer Chiefs, they've maintained, well, they managed a 1-0 win over the winless Richards Bay at the FNB Stadium. Gaston Serino with a goal off the bench, and that was the winner in the second half. It is the first time since the 14-15 season that Amakhosi have won their first three games of the season. And when that happened, Kaizer Chiefs won the league 2014-2015 season. And of course, Ama Fans Way to TV spoke to some of the fans after another Kaizer Chiefs victory.
Today we're here. You know, our slogan this year.
Yes.
One game at a time.
That Kaizer Chiefs you used to see here, it was from Temu.
Yeah.
The right Kaizer Chiefs is back on the right time.
Yeah.
In the right years.
Yeah.
I am saying to the PSL DRC, circulate manje.
Yeah.
Let's end the 2025 to 2026 season. We want to prepare for the 2026 to 2027 season. The teams like Al Ahly, Pyramid, they are waiting for us to play CAF Champions League.
Yeah, we have more Betway Prem action on the menu tonight, and the big one, of course, Orlando Pirates against Stellies. Stellies off the massive win in the MTN 8 over the weekend. Pirates still looking for that elusive first point in the Betway Prem. We'll preview that match at 8:30. Liverpool winger Mo Salah has won the PFA Men's Player of the Year award for a record third time. The Egyptian King, who is running down the wing, he scored 29 goals and provided 18 assists as the Reds won the Premier League title last season. 10 changes to the Springboks squad for their Rugby Championship clash with Australia on Saturday in Cape Town. Jesse Grill captains the side in the absence of the injured captain, Osiam Thanda Kolisi. The team also features 5 changes in the backs and 5 in the forwards. Some of those inclusions we have Andre Pollard coming in at 10, Willie LaRue starting at 15, Damon Dialindi starts at 12, Chesen Colby is on the wing together with Cannon Moody starting on the right wing. Grant Williams is the other survivor from the loss at Ellis Park. Darren Moore just did a massive fist pump when I said Willie LaRue is back in green and gold. Hey,
he's our totem. He's our guy. He's mercurial. You never know what he's going to do. Yes, love him or hate him, but when he's there, something happens.
Something, and he's safe. You know what I mean? I love the excitement of the weekend special. I love the gruntness of a Damian Willemsa, but they were horrible on Saturday.
No, didn't gel.
Just go back to what you know. Vili's going to catch all the high balls. Mm-hmm. Vili's